Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The center fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting seventh. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Croucher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Gorsica. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Johnny Gorsica. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Oscar Grimes. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desodles. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer takes first base on ball four. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins takes first base on ball four. Gehringer moves to second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Croucher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Croucher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walker moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York strikes out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan takes first base on ball four. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Gorsica is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorsica hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Sullivan trying to get to third. Heath throws the ball into Keltner, who tags Sullivan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Radcliffe. The throw from Desautels and he is safe. Radcliffe steals second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer strikes out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCuskey hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mack catches it and throws to second with Boudreau covering, to double up Radcliffe. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 1 in the game. Weatherly hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Heath is walked intentionally. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Croucher fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell strikes out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York strikes out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Higgins moves to second. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 0 for 1 in the game. Croucher hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Croucher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0-for-1 in the game. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Croucher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mac moves to second. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-1 in the game. Feller hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Gorsica is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorsica is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gorsica hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Mac. Gorsica moves to third. Radcliffe moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gorsica scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 1-0, Tigers. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCuskey is walked intentionally. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards second. Mac scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-2 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weatherly for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Gorsica covering, for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-2 in the game. Grimes hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 0-for-2 in the game. Croucher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Gorsica is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorsica is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Gorsica hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Desotles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Croucher moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimes fields it and throws to second for the out. Croucher moves to third. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Gehringer strikes out. There goes Radcliffe. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McCuskey is walked intentionally. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Higgins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Desotles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desotles is 0-for-2 in the game. Desotles hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-2 in the game. Feller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-3 in the game. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-3 in the game. York bunts towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Campbell moves to second. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sullivan is walked intentionally. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Croucher strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Gorsica is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorsica is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Gorsica hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Campbell moves to third. Sullivan moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. Campbell scores. Sullivan moves to third. Gorsica moves to second. It's 2-0, Tigers. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehringer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tuck Steinbach now playing left field. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Steinbach. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-3 in the game. Weatherly hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boudreau moves to third. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gorsica fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Higgins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. DeSoto settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. McCuskey moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-3 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner juggles the ball. That's an error on Keltner. McCuskey moves to third. Campbell moves to second. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimes fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch York for the double play. McCuskey scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-3 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Rosenthal pinch hits for Oscar Grimes. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards first. York fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hal Trosky pinch hits for Ray Mack. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Rosenthal moves to second. Soup Campbell pinch hits for Gene Desodles. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. It's, Tigers 3, Indians, 3. Schoolboy Rowe now pitching. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-3 in the game. Feller strikes out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-4 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards first. York fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Peters now playing second base. Hal Trosky now playing first base. Raleigh Hemsley now catching. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Croucher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heath hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Croucher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. McCuskey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Higgins strikes out. There goes McCuskey. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Campbell is walked intentionally. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-4 in the game. York strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Trosky hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a line drive into left field. Steinbach picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Steinbach. Hemsley moves to second. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-4 in the game. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Croucher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Croucher hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe is 0 for 1 in the game. Rowe hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbach strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 5 in the game. Weatherly hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 5 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles and two walks. McCuskey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Higgins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCuskey moves to third. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 3 in the game. With three walks. Campbell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCuskey scores. Higgins moves to second. It's 4-3, Tigers. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 5 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heath hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Keltner bunts towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Gehringer covering, for the out. Heath moves to second. One out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Trosky strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.